Are you ready to live by faith over fear? Welcome to Remember Whose You Are, Confront Fear, Walk Boldly in Purpose. I'm your host, Felicity Blunt, licensed therapist for over 20 years and certified transformational life coach. I'm here to inspire Christian professional women who are ready to break through fear and step into their God-given purpose with confidence. In each episode, we'll uncover how to live with boldness, finding the clarity and courage to thrive in both life and career. So join me on this journey as we explore and embrace our true selves and show up with faith, love, conviction, and grace in every area of our lives. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Remember Whose You Are. This is episode 9, How Fear Hijacks Your Mindset. And as promised, we are continuing the conversation about mindset to begin the year refreshed and renewed in our thinking. And in order to do that, I encourage you all to make a decision to no longer run defense with the enemy. Yes, I'm using a sports analogy because as I was thinking about this, I thought about playing basketball in my youth and how whenever we were on defense, we were watching the strategy of our opponents and we were trying to find some kind of weakness, some area where their system, their strategy was off, where we could infiltrate in order to regain control of the ball, of the game. And so with our spiritual adversary, we are no longer running defense. He does not get to have control of our minds. We are taking back that control by utilizing strategy on offense. We are going to be proactive. We are going to have our own plays that we are going to be prepared with. And our first line of defense is God's word. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind." I know that that scripture is very well known to a lot of people, but I wanted to break it down just a little bit because when it talks about the spirit of fear, we know that the spirit of fear is not of God. And so this scripture is talking about the fruit that is produced by the spirit of fear versus the fruit that is produced by a sound mind. The spirit of fear produces worry, anxiousness, insecurity, doubt. The sound mind that God provides produces clarity, peace, security, wisdom, discernment, and faith as we continue to trust in Him. And I know that those of you out there listening, I know that the fruit that you long for, the fruit that you desire, is that fruit that comes from that sound mind that God provides. We do not want to continue to see the fruit in our lives that is produced from a spirit of fear. And I know that I have talked extensively about fear in other episodes. You can definitely look back on episodes 5 and 6 to be specific and hear a lot more discussion on that spirit of fear. But I want to specifically hone in on how fear can hijack our mindset. So one of the main things that fear does to our mindset is it creates doubt. It can cause either unbelief about something, or it can cause us to have limiting belief about something. And this doubt disconnects us from God's truth by questioning His sovereignty, His goodness, and His faithfulness. Another thing that fear does to our mindset is it paralyzes progress. It can keep us stuck in comfort zones, avoiding stepping out on faith. It can cause us to be in a period of stagnation where we want to act on things, but because of being paralyzed by fear, we become immobilized. Another thing that fear does to our mindset is it amplifies lies. As those lies get amplified, what we tend to do in our thinking is we magnify challenges and insecurities by making them seem bigger than God. And this is why it's so important for us to continue to go back to God's word daily, continue going back to the scriptures daily, because as those lies are amplified, we have to remind ourselves how big God is. We have to remind ourselves of his truth so that we can be strengthened in our faith and strengthened in what is right and what is real versus what the lie makes out to be real. An example of this for me in my personal life is how the spirit of fear caused me to believe the lie that my voice didn't matter. And that lie was amplified time and time and time again through a series of events. Many of them were traumatic. And I walked away feeling as if that amplified lie was so big and so great. And it wasn't until I sat with God's word and allowed his word to really permeate my mind and my heart to help me to see how big that lie was. Because as long as I was believing that lie, I was not able to see how God was working through me and how he was doing the opposite of what the lie was telling me. And so fast forward to all these years later, I am using my voice for a living as a therapist, as a life coach, as a speaker, as a consultant. You know, that lie was holding me back from walking in the purpose that God had for me. And so again, now that I have decided to walk away from that lie and to put that lie to death, and hold on to God's truth, I'm able to walk in the freedom of God's truth and what that means for my life. And I hope the same thing for each and every one of you. So as we dive deeper into the science behind fear, I want you to know how the brain constantly is trying to make sense of the world. And the science behind fear shows us that our brains are heavily affected by fear. So when I say that fear hijacks your mindset, I'm not just saying that from a experiential standpoint, but from a scientific standpoint. There has been so much research done on how fear affects our brain. So as we are triggered, our amygdala, which is a small part of our brain that has a large function, that amygdala is the center of our brain that detects danger, and it alerts our body when there is cause for some type of danger that needs attention. And as it alerts our body, it alerts our body to either go into fight, flight, freeze, or fawn. I'm going to repeat those in a minute, but I want to go back and talk about how that alarm system in our brain goes off when we think we are in a situation of danger. And sometimes that fear can be a real fear. Sometimes it's only a perceived fear. But however our brains compute it, it's constantly processing the emotion. And it's constantly processing, okay, how do I need to respond to this fear trigger? And so as it does that, one of the responses can be a fight response. And in that fight response, what that looks like is aggressiveness towards the threat. So that can come out in defensiveness, It can come out with irritability. It can come out with anger. And oftentimes the person who is thrown into a situation of danger, if they are prone to respond with that fight response, they are on ready. You know, these are the people that go from 0 to 100. They are ready to defend and protect in whatever ways they need to. And so that is one of the responses. Another response is the flight response. So the flight response is more about a physical or even an emotional fleeing. And so in that flight response, an individual can become hyperactive emotionally. They can go into high anxiety, high panic, extreme worry. And so the situation can be so overwhelming that in their minds, they have to find an escape. And then, of course, we know the physical fleeing is like they just need to get out of there. So they find any way to remove themselves from the situation in order to not be continually facing whatever the danger is. When we look at the freeze response is a response where someone basically just gives up. They can numb out. They get stuck. And sometimes the numbing out is a dissociation. So something can be so fearful or fear-inducing that it causes them to go somewhere else in their minds in order to cope with the severity of what they're dealing with. We see that a lot in very traumatic situations where mentally, emotionally, a person cannot handle what is happening. And so they will drift off in their minds. They will go somewhere else in order to detach themselves, detach their minds from what is happening. And so that is an example of dissociation. And so we talk about getting stuck. Sometimes emotionally that can look like depression, where you are in a state of just not being able to do anything. You know, we talk often about when people are struggling with depression, how they lose the motivation to do things. You know, oftentimes having difficulty getting out of bed, having difficulty going to work, being productive. Some of them even have difficulty with hygiene. You know, some of the simple, what would look like simple daily tasks become very, very difficult in extreme states of depression. And so that is that freeze response, getting stuck and being immobilized by the fear. And the last fear response that I want to talk about is what we call FAWN, F-A-W-N. And that may be probably the response that is not as familiar to most people. But in that particular response, it's all about people pleasing. When you are faced with a fear that is triggered, some people go into people pleasing tendencies in order to move themselves away from the trigger. So if, you know, I am afraid, if I am in danger, how can I make this individual happy? How can I make the people around me happy so that I can move myself out of this fear? And oftentimes those individuals who are prone to this particular response, they can be conflict avoiders. And so if they see conflict, they will go the opposite way. They will even go to extreme measures to avoid conflict with people because it's so uncomfortable and it's so anxiety producing for them that they don't know how to deal with themselves when they're faced with a situation like that. So the next best thing for them is, you know, if I can't avoid it, then let me please my way through this the best way that I can so that I can lessen some of the intensity of this fear. And with this comes poor boundaries. So people who, again, default to the fawn response often have very poor boundaries, especially when it comes to not just themselves, but also in relationship with other people, because they don't know when too much is too much. They don't know when they are overstepping in areas where they are assuming responsibility, and they don't realize that taking on too much and doing things for people that they need to be doing for themselves is creating a very dysfunctional dynamic in their relationships. So another element about the science behind fear is that prolonged fear can rewire our brains, which create negative thought patterns. And these thought patterns look a lot like the cognitive bias that we talked about in our previous episode, or even cognitive distortions. So I want to go back and I want to focus on the biblical perspective on overcoming fear. I know that we talked about this in previous episodes, but I want to kind of give you a little bit of a slightly different view of biblical things that we can do to overcome fear. One is you have to recognize the source of the fear. Understand that fear is not from God. It is a tool of the enemy, our spiritual adversary, that is often used to block purpose. And as we are women and some men, because I do have some men listeners out there as well, as we are moving through this life, I know that majority of you are either searching for purpose or searching for the courage to walk in your purpose. And so we want to remember that the enemy is using that fear as something to block us from achieving that purpose, because when that purpose is attached to God, that is a threat to our enemy. And so he does not want us to do anything that's going to catapult us to the type of life and the type of fruit that is going to be produced by us doing anything for God, because he knows how powerful God is. He knows that if it is something that he has willed, and if it's something that he has put his power behind, then he knows that he doesn't stand a chance. And so what the enemy tries to do is he tries to attack whatever potential there is as soon as possible in order to stop the potential of us reaching that purpose. Another thing I want to remind you all of is the importance of renewing your mind. Romans 12:2. You can go back and read that. And remember that there is power in us transforming our thoughts by meditating on God's word. Like, we have the ability to do that. That is something that we can train ourselves to do. And so I want to encourage you all to take the steps of transforming your thoughts so that you can continue to grow in this area and continue to renew your mindset. A few more practical steps to confront fear would be to identify the fear and identify whether the fear is real or perceived. That's going to be really important for you to have that awareness. Take captive every thought, whatever the thought is, and make it obedient to Christ, 2 Corinthians 10:5. So in that, we start to challenge those fearful thoughts. Whatever thoughts are coming up, we're challenging them, and we are looking at them, and we're looking at scripture, and we're comparing the two, and we're asking which of these things is real. Is the thought real or is scripture real? You know, what is it that I need to transform in order to see this in the way that God sees it instead of the way that I'm thinking about it? Okay. Another step is to act in courage, you know, and what that is understanding that courage is moving in spite of fear. It's not moving in the absence of fear. It's moving in spite of fear. So we can condition our minds to know that and to remember that, then we are one step ahead of overcoming fear. And lastly, I want to encourage you all to lean on community. And when I say community, I mean faith-filled people who support you and point you back to God. everyone has an opinion. Everyone has, you know, maybe their own understanding of what the issues are and how they need to be worked out or worked through. But when you have a community who are not only believers of the word, but they are living the life, they know how to support you in the ways they need to support you. And they also know how to point you back to God's word and point you to resources that can help you to get the full understanding and the full transformation that you are desiring. We don't want to put band-aids on problems. We want to continue to go to the root of things, and we want to get the right help from the right people at the right time. So in closing, I want to remind everyone that when fear shows up, you have power, you have love, and you have a sound mind to overcome fear. And I say when fear shows up because it's pretty inevitable. It's going to show up because it is a tool that the enemy uses often. So be ready for it. You know, again, get on the offense and be prepared for when it shows up, because when it shows up, you want to be ready. And I want to challenge you to identify one fear that you will confront this week, just one. And as you identify that fear, I want to welcome you to comment either on the podcast or engage with @blunt_approach on IG. And just let me know what that fear is. You don't even have to go into any details about it. I just want you to identify it and then share it. Because I want to hear from you all. I want to hear the things that you're working through. I want to hear how you have been able to apply some of these concepts. And I want to hear some victories of how you've been able to overcome things in your life day by day. So as always, I am very, very grateful for all of you who have been tuning in, all of you who have been listening and going on this journey with me. I appreciate you, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedules to listen to this podcast when you could be doing so many other things. And I hope that you continue with me on this journey. So if you haven't already, please subscribe to the podcast, follow it so that you can get updates when I'm dropping a new episode. Comment and let me know things that you're hearing that are standing out for you, and different takeaways that you've been having. And just continue on. Peace.